Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
All right, we continue on tonight on Soccer Matters. And of course, when you look out, we have some amazing content coming through Houston. We got the Copa America next year. We got World Cup 2026. We're expected to get Gold Cup. So there is so much going on. No better guy to talk to than the man out at Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, out at Energy Stadium with the Texans. He is David Fletcher. David joins us now. David, how are you?
Glenn, I tell you, you mentioned a lot of exciting things there. That's just a little bit of what's in our world right now. All around a playoff caliber football team over here at NRG Stadium with the Texans. So it's a great time of year for Houston sports fans. Rockets are playing well. Dynamo had a great run. Wish they had one more week in them. U of H has got a lot of excitement with basketball starting. New head coach on the football side, but NRG Park seems to be the epicenter of the sporting world for at least the next couple months. And we are really excited that's the case. So,
all right. I'm a shameless Rolling Stones fan. That's a big deal though. April 28th, because the first ever rock concert was the Rolling Stones at Energy. But just tell me from your perspective, if you think the fact that the tour starts in Houston at Energy is a big deal, because global eyes on the start of a Rolling Stones tour, that's for sure.
Kidding me? You don't have to ask me that question. You know the answer to that. That's it's really exciting. I mean, Houston is just such a global city. One of the biggest in the world, and the entertainment options here are endless. Just a testament to the support that this community provides. So I think it's a really big deal, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the pit if we can figure out our way in on April 28th. That'll be fun.
Got to be in the action. That's where it's at down front. All right, Copa America 2024. It's been announced. 10 CONMEBOL teams, 6 guests. I mean, the likes of the World Cup holders, Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Chile, all these famous soccer countries with so much history. 6 from North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Houston here again, getting 2 group games and then a quarterfinal. We know Mexico will open up here.
I mean, just an incredible opportunity for our community here. Well-deserved opportunity. This is the biggest event that will happen in North America next year. And, leading up to the FIFA World Cup in 2026, I don't think any market has been as deserving or has been as successful at taking advantage of the runway we have than Houston has. And there's only more to come. But with this announcement, we are over here at NRG Park. We're thrilled. I mean, we really are. It's you just mentioned it. Mexico returning back their 21st time at NRG Stadium, more than any other venue in the country. It's their true home away from home. You've got world-class events, as we saw in 2016 when we hosted this event, world-class competition. The best from each of these nations will be here. It is the oldest tournament in all of the world when it comes to national team competitions. And that July 4th quarterfinal, whoever is here, it will be an amazing celebration of soccer. But the opportunity to host Argentina's group winner versus Mexico's group runner-up, boy, the possibilities there are just endless. And obviously starting with the FIFA World Cup champions and in Argentina potentially being here in Houston, Lionel Messi, the impact he's made on the sport, and certainly over the last year in this country, and the opportunity to potentially celebrate that. And It's another reason we can point to as to why Houston is the best soccer market in the country.
100% right there with you on that. Talk about maybe the economic windfall of this. And I know everybody wants to talk the economics on this because that is a big piece of this. Look, I'll be the first to say, having called past Copa Americas from Latin America and looking at the stadiums in La Paz at altitude, it was fascinating because their infrastructure isn't the same as here in the United States. But the bottom line is you can't monetize it any place else in the world like it's monetized in the U.S., right?
Well, you're exactly right. And that for the sport is why there's so much excitement around this event, around the 2026 FIFA World Cup coming to North America. The reality is, Glenn, that this is a really special tournament, and they have done an amazing job in South America to build the brand. Obviously, the teams themselves have incredible products on the field. But when you look at how they can elevate further the brand of the event, the brand of the sport, this will be the second opportunity in 8 years that they have chosen to come to the United States with it. We were very fortunate in 2016 to be a part of it, and honestly, a shining star of a market, the second most attended of all the markets that participated in 2016. We had Messi and the U.S. in the semifinals for that match that year. And so, the growth of the sport really needs the U.S. to continue to be backing and a place where they can come with the biggest and the best events. And this is certainly one of those that qualifies for that.
By the way, it was mind-blowing to me to think that the Copa Centenario in 2016, the 100-year celebration, was 7 years ago. That scared the you-know-what out of me when I realized that just now. I'm looking at you and I'm going, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, it was, but it feels like it was yesterday. I mean, you just look at the impact that event had. And you asked about the economics. The 2016 event had almost a $40 million economic impact on our community across the three events that we hosted here. Wow. I would imagine a very similar, if not larger, impact here. And that's fantastic for Houston. You look at where these events are situated on the calendar, middle of the summer, right around the 4th of July break. There's a lot of people traveling and going out of town typically, but with these type of events, in particular these three that will be here next summer, a lot of people coming into our community and getting to celebrate the incredible hospitality community that we have here in Houston, the great restaurants, hotels, attractions, flying into our city and being able to celebrate the sport they love. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that, we and the many stakeholders, including the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, Houston First, the Dynamo, NRG Park itself, but we all take great pride in being able to bring these things together. And this one will be a big one, no doubt.
We are fortunate as people in the Houston soccer community to get this type of content coming through. We really, really are. Sometimes we have to take a step back and just say, wow, the opportunity to see world-class soccer in our backyard is pretty much off the charts. We're talking to David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, does a great job of rallying our Houston soccer community around all these events. Do you, and I don't even know if you have an answer for this, David, but do you think this will be the norm in the future with Copa America, with mixing in maybe CONCACAF?
Well, I think it's a partnership that is very important to the growth of the sport here in this part of the world. So I do think that on a strategic basis, you will see continued collaboration, and you should for fans here and people who have made their way to the United States, and particularly in Houston, the most diverse community in America. There are not that many opportunities to see these teams play. And when they do, it is a celebration of the culture, not just a celebration of the team itself. And that's something that as a society is obviously a very important part of our fabric. So, I think there's a business side to this. There's no doubt. The realities are that, there are many, many options and ways to do these events. You need to spread the wealth around to continue to grow the game globally. But for commercial reasons, I have no doubt that this won't be the last time that we see this here. And for our community, we need to continue to work every single time there are events like this out there to make sure Houston is part of the story.
David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. By the way, the draw is 6:30 Central Time, Fox Sports 1. I think that's Thursday, David, you said?
Right.
And you will be down there. You'll be representing Lone Star Sports and Entertainment and the event. You'll be at the FIFA event. You'll be at the draw. That's exciting. Just give us some ticket information from what you have right now. Also, again, when the two group games are and the quarterfinal.
Yeah, so we have not received a final plan for when tickets will go on sale at this point, early 2024. You can join the wait list right now, lsse.net. Lsse.net is our website here at Lone Star Sports Entertainment, and it will be a great resource for where fans can get all the information. Get on there now. You can join the wait list. You'll be the first to know when tickets do go on sale. As far as the rest of the specifics around the event, three matches announced yesterday for NRG Stadium. June 22nd will be the opener for the Mexican national team of the tournament. They have not revealed the opponent yet. On June 24th, we will have another group stage match. That matchup comes from the Brazil group.
Imagine Brazil being here. Oh my!
We know it will not be Brazil, but it will.
Oh, that's right, because they're the top seed.
Yeah, they're a seeded team, so we know we won't have Brazil specifically, but it will come from their group. Yeah. And that closes out our pool round matches, and then we host the first quarterfinal of the tournament on the 4th of July here at Houston at NRG Stadium. That match will feature the winner of Argentina's group against the runner-up of Mexico's group. And Glenn, I don't need to tell you, you know firsthand, I mean, just the thought of Argentina with Lionel Messi and the World Cup champions potentially playing the Mexican national team in a knockout round match. That happened last year in Qatar, and it was arguably the game of the tournament. And so, you know, we'll see how that unfolds. But regardless of who the matchup is, great celebration of the sport here for 2+ weeks in Houston.
Nothing brings the best out of Mexico better than Argentina, David. You know that. David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. This is so exciting. You know, I looked at the venues. I was a little surprised there was nothing in Portland or Seattle for this.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest has been a really stronghold for soccer in this country. You know, whatever those factors may have been, you know, I certainly know they were part of the conversation to be considered, and rightfully so. You see the flow of the tournament. It is very interesting when you look at the schedule. A lot of West Coast games to start. They move back in the middle of the tournament towards the center of the country, and that's where we will see our biggest event. And then finish everything on the East Coast with Charlotte and New York. And Miami to close it out. So, it's always fun to see how they put together these calculations and put together these schedules. Obviously, 14 venues, part of it, NRG, one of them, they have hit a very large segment of this country, and many of the World Cup markets will be a part of this and use this event as a community to really start putting preparations truly into place for 2026. So, Houston, we'll look at it that way from a global perspective, and certainly we'll be taking best practices out of this tournament for what we do with that event in 2+ years.
And I would think there's a lot of activation kind of around this about reminding people that the 2026 World Cup's going to be in Houston, right?
Yeah, Chris Canetti and the World Cup office done a fantastic job really putting Houston's plan together. There is still a lot of it in the infancy, but I can imagine that, all the stakeholders between us, NRG Park, the Dynamo, Houston First, Harris County, Houston Sports Story, the World Cup office, all of the great volunteers, media members that have helped put Houston on the map as a soccer destination, we'll continue to collaborate to make the most of these opportunities.
And by the way, all of us U.S. soccer fans, we want some of that top-level South American competition. That's a big thing for the U.S. men's national team and Greg Berhalter. All right. This is the most cutting edge question, though. You better be rooted to your seat real quick as we're up on a little bit of a hard break here. You are a father. You have a son and daughter playing. Tell me how much joy you are having after playing the game through, you know, your lens, watching your son and daughter play the game.
Yeah, it's probably, Glenn, I appreciate you asking. It's probably my favorite and most agonizing part of my life, to be honest. You know, you want them to do their best. You hear about the trials and tribulations. My daughter's been dealing with a knee injury, and it's been both rewarding and painful to watch her go through that, because I've seen the fight. I've seen her build in character. And so, you know, that's what sport is about. As a parent, you really can't control necessarily exactly what happens on the field. So I am excited to watch them continue to grow. Sport of soccer has been so important to my life, as it is to yours. And, you know, to be around it still is a blessing, and to be able to pass that on to the next generation is even more fun. And so, you know, we look forward to being able to see them on the field this spring, and then, you know, roll into summer when we see this come here, and a lot more beyond it as well, Glenn. There is, you know, you mentioned it from the outset, you know, Houston is going to continue to get great opportunities. Our organization, the Sports Authority, and the Dynamo, you know, we haven't even touched on Women's Gold Cup coming to Shell Energy. You know, the success that the Dynamo had on the field and their new season ahead, along with the Dash. And then international teams continuing to come back to Houston on a regular basis. This is where they want to be for all the reasons that we've talked about. And, you know, so more to come on this, but going up to and beyond the World Cup, Houston will be the place for soccer.
Will we continue to have your big time friendlies that you always produce each and every year?
We do. We do plan to, and more details to follow very shortly on what that looks like both this coming summer and beyond.
And David, I know you push for it. This is a real quick one. Will we ever get a final here? Will we ever get to be the city that hosts the final outside of a New York or an LA? You know, could we ever get a Gold Cup final, or even in a future Copa America if it was here?
Look, this market has proven to be as strong as any. The youth soccer participation levels, I think we're first or second in the country. The proximity to, you know, being in the middle of the country, being so close to Latin America, being the gateway to Latin America and a truly global city. We have all the reasons for a final to come to this city. We have the infrastructure, but most importantly, Glenn, we have the people and we have the know-how. And so I do feel confident our efforts will bring us a final at some point, hopefully in the very near future. But I can promise you that as a group, the civic leaders and the stakeholders here are going to continue to push to make Houston the best destination we can for the sport. And that's good for everybody here.
He's David Fletcher, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, huge part of our soccer community, leading the way over there at Energy. David, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, appreciate it, Glenn. Appreciate your support.
As always. All right, that's David Fletcher. We'll take a break. We got a big second hour coming up.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.